Mike, Sunday night, the Eagles take on the Rams. The Rams, they play on Sunday night for the second straight week. However, the weather's going to be a little bit different than it was last week in that loss to Chicago, because they're going to be out there in sunny L.A. The Eagles, they lost at Dallas in overtime, and now they find themselves two games back of the Cowboys in the NFC East. You know, hard to say this, but it's going to be difficult for the defending Super Bowl champions just to get back into the playoffs.
Yeah, Dallas swept Philly, so Philly has to win out and Dallas has to lose their last three. I don't think that's going to happen. So looks like the defending Super Bowl champion will not make the playoffs for the eighth time the last 17 years. The Rams, I think they'll bounce back at home, but again, they don't have much of a home field advantage out in L.A.
No, several games this year, Rams fans have been outnumbered in their own home stadium. And I asked a buddy of mine out in L.A., like, hey, what's going on with that? And he pointed out something to me that I hadn't thought about. But think about this, Mike. For years and years and years, L.A. had no pro football. The Rams were gone, even though they were originally the L.A. Rams. You know, they were gone to St. Louis for, what, close to 20 years. And these NFL fans in L.A., they started choosing teams. The Packers were very popular out there. But the Seahawks, all the teams that were around them, they kind of migrated to them and became fans of their teams. So the Rams, yeah, they're back, but you've got a lot of local people coming to games, but they're not really cheering for the Rams. And listen, the Rams have got a lot to cheer about, and they're going to win these fans back over the course of time, especially if they make a deep run into the playoffs and even into the Super Bowl. But in this game, you've got two great young quarterbacks, Jared Goff and Carson Wentz, going at it. And this is, you're going to look at the future of the NFL with these two quarterbacks in this game on Sunday night.
Yeah, and both quarterbacks had a rough week last game out, so look for them to improve on that. As far as the point spread, both teams are really bad. The Rams have covered just two of their last nine games. The Eagles have covered just one of their last six when they play an NFC opponent. As for the Eagles, though, and the series, they've covered 10 out of 11 meetings against L.A. I don't like going against trends like that, but I also can't back the Eagles because the Rams have a lot to play for, and I really think the Philly players, they see the writing on the wall. They're not making the postseason.